Buddhism, then, is a whole constellation of ways. And Buddhism is called a yana, a ferry boat. It's the ferry boat to the yonder shore, the shore beyond this shore, where the pairs of opposites assail us and hold us, of desire and fear, of birth and death, of liking, of not liking, of doing and not doing, of people fighting each other. This is the way the world is. It can't be otherwise. Now, if you can't take it, as the Buddha, as a youth, couldn't take it, how are you going to get past it? Now, what is the main doctrine? The way in which the doctrine is formulated is the way in which an Indian doctor or medical man, according to the authoritative texts, is supposed to diagnose a disease. First, he asks, what is the disease? What's the matter here? That's the first noble question, and the first noble truth in answer is, all life is sorrowful. Those are the sorrows that he saw: death, disease, old age, loss, misery. Next question the doctor has to ask is, can this disease be cured? There's no use going to work unless it can be cured. The second noble truth then is, the disease can be cured. There is release from this. The third question is, what is health? What is it that we're trying to achieve? What we are trying to achieve is the release from sorrow, which is nirvana. Now, I believe I've already told you here, the word nirvana means where no wind blows. Beyond, near, N-I-R, vana, V, long A, N with a dot under it, A. Nirvana, beyond winds. Did I, in my first talk, give the little picture of the ferry boat going across the river? This is the ferry way to the yonder shore, then. We leave this shore of fear, of desire, and so forth. We get in the ferry boat of the Buddhist yana, the Buddhist vehicle, and we come to the yonder shore where there are no pairs of opposites. So that the ultimate realization is, now we are on the yonder shore, we look back to see this shore. Since we're beyond the pairs of opposites, there is no difference. This world is nirvana, is the point. I've made this already before in my earlier talks, and I want to move out from there now. All these yanas, how do we get there? What I want to do now is talk about the different ferry boat docks from which people set forth. One can think of this world as, let's say, the Atlantic coast. And there are lots of ports from which you can set forth to the yonder shore. There's Halifax, there's Boston, there's New York, there's Baltimore. Each of these is what is called a Buddha realm, a certain mode, a certain attitude, characteristic of the people of this, that, or another psychological type is taken as a starting place, and we start off from there. Now, the first way, the way known as the Hinayana, the little ferry boat, is the way of monastic asceticism. Personally, I find this kind of tiresome. This way of saying all life is sorrowful and we're going to leave it now. We're going to the forest. Monks in solitude in the forest, how happy are we? The world drops off. That's the world of fools. That's the little ferry boat. Those are the people going across to the yonder shore. But when you get to the yonder shore and realize this world is it, what are our ways to be? There is a great figure who is very important in what is called the Mahayana, the great or big ferry boat on which we all ride. And this is the figure of Avalokiteshvara, who in the Far East is called Kuan Yin or Kuan'an. This is the archetypal bodhisattva, the one whose being, sattva, is illumination, but who has not departed from the world. He is always represented with a tiara, a crown of kingly rule, addressing himself to the world. Avalokiteshvara, on the point of illumination, heard the whole world cry out, if you leave us, we shall have lost our experience of the presence of nirvana. So he remained in the world. He did not leave it. And all of us are aspects, you might say, of Avalokiteshvara, this bodhisattva, this knower, this teacher, insofar as in our intercourse with each other, we are illuminating each other. We're operating in his manner, so to say. This is the great bodhisattva whose image we see throughout the Far East in this lovely figure of Kuan Yin looking down in mercy on the world. That principle of mercy, karuna, which leaves us in the world addressing ourselves to others with sympathy, karuna, compassion for their sense of sorrow. We feel the world is sorrowful. We see people feeling that they are in sorrow, and yet they are actually in delight. The truth is that since this is nirvana, we are all motivated by delight, and so we are, so life is. Then we come into the world, we feel sorrowful.